Hey lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of wisdom, giggles, and all things love. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, that gal who's always down for real talk about relationships, even the messy bits. And let me tell you, in today's fast-paced world, we could all use a little more self-love sprinkled into our lives. You know that feeling when you're super hard on yourself? Like, ugh, I messed up again, or why am I so clumsy? Well, guess what? We're gonna flip the script today and talk about practicing self-compassion, treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a best friend. Because seriously, how can you pour from an empty cup, right? Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some fluffy, touchy-feely stuff, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your mistakes. It's about recognizing that everyone stumbles sometimes, learning from those stumbles, and treating yourself with warmth and understanding instead of harsh criticism. Think of it as building your own internal support system, the kind that cheers you on, even when things get tough. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you sprinkle some self-love magic into your everyday life. First up, recognize that self-criticism is a major buzzkill. We've all got that inner voice, sometimes louder than a rock concert, telling us we're not good enough. But guess what? That voice isn't always right. It often stems from fear and insecurity, not reality. So the next time you catch yourself thinking those negative things, try to reframe them. Instead of "I messed up," say, "Okay, I made a mistake. What can I learn from this? See the difference?" Number 2. Practice mindful self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, so hey, those are great. It's about truly paying attention to your needs, physical, emotional, and mental. Maybe that means taking a walk in nature, journaling, listening to your favorite music, or simply saying no when you need to recharge. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Third, celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on the things we haven't accomplished yet, forgetting to acknowledge our successes. So make a conscious effort to celebrate those milestones, finishing a project, cooking a delicious meal, or even just getting out of bed feeling awesome. Every little victory counts. Number 4. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. We all make them, it's part of being human. Holding on to guilt and regret only weighs you down. Learn from your past experiences, accept that you did the best you could at the time, and move forward with grace. And lastly, surround yourself with positive people who uplift and support you. The company we keep matters. Seek out those who make you feel good about yourself and encourage you to be your best self. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love and positivity. Ever notice how you're way more forgiving of your friends when they mess up compared to yourself? Like, if a bestie spills coffee on their white shirt, you'd probably just laugh it off and say, "Hey, it happens." But when you do it, you might have a mini meltdown. We tend to hold ourselves to a higher standard than others, which can lead to unnecessary self-criticism. Here's an example. Imagine you promised a friend you'd help them move this weekend, but then got caught up with work and had to cancel last minute. You feel guilty and start beating yourself up for letting your friend down, right? But what if you approached the situation differently? Instead of dwelling on the missed opportunity, acknowledge that things came up unexpectedly and send your friend a sincere apology explaining the situation. Then offer an alternative solution, maybe help them pack or do some errands before the move. By practicing self-compassion, you can turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity to show kindness and understanding towards yourself and others. So, remember, lovebirds, treating yourself with kindness isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing imperfections, and building a solid foundation of self-love that allows you to shine from within. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support, whether it's talking to a trusted friend, seeking professional help, or simply taking some time for quiet reflection. Now go forth and spread the love, starting with yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones, leave us a review, and join the conversation on our social media pages. We'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep shining bright, my beautiful listeners.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.